Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, More Than Your Number, by Beth McCord, presents a Christ-centered way to engage the Enneagram as a tool for spiritual formation rather than a label that defines identity. Known for her work with your Enneagram coach, McCord approaches personality patterns through the lens of scripture, emphasizing awareness, compassion, and transformation. The book invites readers to notice what is happening beneath their behaviors, core motivations, fears, desires, and the inner narratives that shape reactions and relationships. Instead of encouraging self-fixation, it aims to move readers toward honest self-examination that leads to deeper dependence on God. McCord frames the Enneagram as a map of common human strategies for finding security and worth, while reminding readers that ultimate belonging and purpose come from Christ. With a practical tone, the book encourages reflection on triggers, stress responses, and relational dynamics, offering language for what many people sense internally but struggle to name. It is positioned for Christians who want psychological insight without drifting from theological grounding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, identity in Christ, not in a type. A central emphasis of the book is that the Enneagram can describe patterns, but it cannot define a person. McCord positions personality typing as a diagnostic lens that highlights tendencies and coping strategies, while insisting that a believer's truest identity is received, not achieved. This distinction matters because Enneagram language can easily become a substitute for discipleship. People may excuse sin, avoid growth, or reduce relationships to stereotypes. The book instead encourages readers to hold their type loosely and use it as a starting point for prayerful examination. The Enneagram becomes a mirror that reveals where someone seeks safety, control, validation, or peace apart from God. From that place of clarity, the reader is invited to practice repentance and trust, replacing self-salvation strategies with grace-driven dependence. This approach also reframes growth. Rather than chasing an idealized version of the type, the goal becomes increasing love of God and neighbor. By keeping Christ at the center, McCord aims to protect readers from both pride and shame, helping them see that transformation is possible without denial of weakness. Secondly, becoming aware of the internal world beneath behavior, McCord focuses on awareness as the gateway to change, urging readers to look beyond what they do to why they do it. In everyday life, behavior is often the visible tip of a deeper internal system. Beliefs about what makes a person valuable, assumptions about what must be controlled, and fears about what happens if needs are exposed. The book frames the Enneagram as a structured way to name those inner drivers and to notice them in real time. Instead of treating reactions as random, readers are encouraged to trace patterns in their stress responses, decision-making, conflict style, and self-talk. This kind of awareness is not presented as self-obsession, but as honest self-knowledge that can be brought into the light. McCord's approach implies that many spiritual struggles are reinforced by unexamined motivations, such as striving for approval, avoiding discomfort, or clinging to certainty. By learning to identify triggers and emotional cues, readers can pause earlier in the cycle and choose a healthier response. The outcome is greater emotional honesty, more compassion for oneself and others, and a clearer path for spiritual practices that address the heart, not just external habits. Thirdly, the nine types as strategies for security and worth. The book treats the nine Enneagram types as common human strategies for dealing with vulnerability and longing. Rather than presenting the types as boxes, McCord frames them as patterns of attention. Each type tends to focus on certain threats and certain pathways to feeling okay. Readers are guided to consider how their type's core motivation can shape both strengths and blind spots. What looks like responsibility, helpfulness, intensity, or peacekeeping may also conceal a deeper attempt to secure love, avoid rejection, maintain control, or escape pain. This perspective helps explain why people can share the same behavior but have different reasons for it, and why changing behavior without addressing motivation often fails. The Christ-centered angle highlights that every type has characteristic temptations, such as self-reliance, image management, or disengagement, alongside characteristic gifts that can be offered in love. By seeing the type as a strategy rather than an identity, the reader can hold both dignity and realism together. Dignity because each person reflects God's design. Realism because each person is prone to distort good desires into controlling demands. The Enneagram then becomes a tool for humility, empathy, and clearer confession. Fourthly, relationships, triggers, and the path to compassion. McCord applies Enneagram awareness to relationships by showing how different internal priorities collide. Many conflicts are not merely about the surface topic, but about what each person is trying to protect internally: autonomy, harmony, competence, connection, or certainty. The book encourages readers to ask better questions during tension, such as what fear is being activated and what story is being believed about the other person. With that lens, triggers become information rather than a verdict. readers learn that their default reaction may be a rehearsed defense that once felt necessary but now damages connection. A Christ-centered approach pushes beyond technique and toward love, patience, listening, confession, and forgiveness are not optional add-ons, but the point of becoming aware. The Enneagram is used to increase compassion without excusing harmful patterns. It can help a reader interpret another person's behavior more generously while still holding boundaries and naming sin when needed. This relational focus also highlights the importance of community for growth. Awareness deepens when it is reflected back by trusted people, and transformation is more sustainable when practiced in the context of real relationships rather than isolated self-improvement. Lastly, growth, stress patterns, and spirit-led transformation. A practical thread in the book is learning to recognize what happens under stress and how growth can look different from mere performance. Many people try to change by applying pressure, but McCord emphasizes that the internal world must be addressed with honesty and grace. The Enneagram offers a framework for noticing predictable stress patterns, such as becoming more reactive, withdrawn, perfectionistic, or controlling. By naming those shifts, readers can respond earlier with healthier practices, slowing down, asking for help, telling the truth about needs, or returning to prayer rather than doubling down on self-protection. Growth is presented as cooperating with God's work, not engineering a new personality. That includes learning to receive love apart from achievement and to practice new behaviors that align with freedom rather than fear. McCord's Christ-centered orientation aims to keep the reader grounded in spiritual dependence, reminding them that insight alone does not heal the heart. The Enneagram becomes most useful when it leads to confession, renewed thinking, and concrete changes in habits and relationships. The goal is increasing awareness that produces wisdom, emotional maturity, and a life that reflects Christ-like love more consistently. In conclusion, this book is best for Christians who are curious about the Enneagram but want a theologically grounded approach that keeps personality insight in its proper place. It will also help church leaders, counselors in training, and small group members who need language for what is happening beneath behavior, especially in conflict, stress, and recurring relational patterns. Readers benefit most if they are willing to slow down, examine motives, and treat awareness as an invitation to spiritual formation rather than self-branding. The core benefit is practical self-understanding that leads to change. By identifying the fears and strategies driving your reactions, you can interrupt cycles of defensiveness, avoidance, and striving. That awareness creates room for prayer, repentance, and healthier choices, and it often increases compassion toward others who operate from different priorities. The book's Christ-centered emphasis helps prevent the common pitfalls of Enneagram enthusiasm, such as fatalism, excuse-making, or building identity around a number. Compared with many Enneagram books that focus primarily on type descriptions and compatibility, this one is worth buying because it emphasizes transformation over trivia and discipleship over self-fascination. It positions the tool as a map, not a master, and keeps the focus on becoming more aware, more honest, and more formed by grace. If you would like to support Beth McCord, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.